I'm Jason Harper from Hayes, Kansas for HPPR's Radio Readers Spring Read commemorating the 100-year anniversary of World War I. I'm responding to A Son at the Front by Edith Wharton. A Son at the Front is about a family and how a boy's parents try to use their social influence to keep their son from the front lines of the First World War. Yet the son secretly joins the infantry, and his father's resultant intense reactions are central to the novel's development. This book had me thinking about my own family's military members. My father had served his time in the Marines years before the war in Vietnam began. My brother enlisted in the Army during the months leading up to the Gulf War in 1990. My nephew enlisted in the Marines prior to the Iraq War in 2003. My sister served in the Air Force loading cargo onto C-141s, onboarding coffins immediately after the 1983 Beirut barracks bombings, with its death toll of 220 Marines, 18 sailors, and 3 soldiers. I can only imagine what being a parent of a son or daughter at the front would be like, anxiety and helplessness. My incomplete empathy is not enough. I can only continue to try to learn more, to think more. 3 years ago, I was traveling in Vietnam during a break from my work. Vietnam now is far different from what it was during the war there, yet in some ways very much the same. The Vietnamese people welcomed me everywhere I went during my 6-week tour. My only duty was personal, reflective, curious. One evening I was passing by a gated community and a security guard stopped me. He was somewhere in his mid-50s, I supposed, and wore a quiet, calm smile. The guard reached into his shirt pocket and fished out a single U.S. military dog tag. He asked me, "Can you help me find his family?" I had an immediate flashback of seeing my father's dog tags when I was a kid. I remembered how I marveled over the embossed letters, numbers, words, polished. Military dog tags display the last name with first name initials, a service number, the branch of service, the soldier's blood type, and religion, if any. Dog tags are issued in pairs because upon the death of the wearer, one of the two tags needs to be removed from the chain and sent in to an administrative branch. The second dog tag stayed with the remains. "Can you help me find his family?" the security guard asked again with audible desperation. I read the last name and initials. U.S. Army, blood type, was O positive, the same as mine. I replied to him that I could try. "I'll send in a photo, U.S. consulate in Saigon, maybe. They'll know what to do." I reached into my pocket and retrieved my cell phone. The guard held out the single dog tag in his palm, and I stood next to him, shoulder to shoulder, to better center the picture. We then said goodnight, and I went back to my flat. While I still haven't heard back from the consulate after 3 years, I keep the photo saved on my cell phone, but now it's buried under thousands of photos and other memories. On a recent trip to Washington, D.C., I visited the Vietnam Veterans Memorial with my wife. We walked slowly along that sacred wall. I stopped and scrolled through my cell phone photos, searching all the way back to February 2015, looking for the picture of the dog tag. And when I finally found the photo with a soldier's name, I looked up at the long black wall in front of me at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, with its thousands and thousands of names, and my heart sank. Partial funding for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club comes from Lynn Hughes of Cimarron and Lon Fromm of Colby.